Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to the channel. In this video, I'm commenting on what's going to happen in the Netherlands, and not for the first time. And that is someone who is young and physically healthy, choosing to end her life with medical assistance. I mean, maybe medical is not the right word, because medical care is about saving people and improving quality of life, not killing them, even with their own consent. I think I have to begin this again, skipped. Yeah, this video is about a healthy, physically healthy Dutch 28-year-old woman who is choosing to end her life, and she's going to be helped by doctors in doing so. So this is called euthanasia. It's derived from the Greek words oithanatos, as in good death. But is this a good death? And deaths are usually not good. I know death comes to all of us, but it's better if it didn't. Is life a boon? If so, it must befall the death when e'er she call must call too soon. Now, this woman is suffering from depression, and it's not a unique case. It's not the first sort of time this sort of thing has happened. So this woman, Zorotistic, she has a personality disorder. Well, that's all very dispiriting and horrific. I wish she could be helped. There have been attempts to help her. So there's no doubt that she's of legal age. But surely, as she's got a severe case of depression, she's not compos mentis. Because, I mean, I'm in favor of euthanasia if it's a terminally ill adult who's in horrific pain, if he or she affirms many times in the presence of multiple witnesses and signs that he or she wants to bring life to a close and is not being pressurized anywise, if a psychiatric evaluation proves this person is sane, there's no senile dementia, something like that. This person in possession of his or her faculties takes a very considered decision over a long period of time, then yes, I think it should be allowed. That is not such a case. I mean, she's not terminally ill. I know life is a terminal condition. How ill is terminally ill, all right? I know that's a moot point, but there's nothing wrong with her body. This is very worrying. And when these laws came in a few decades ago with the Netherlands and Belgium and Switzerland, this is the sort of case we're told that we just wouldn't transpire. It's just terribly sad. I know it's her life and her life to end, and we shouldn't criminalize suicide, attempted suicide. I mean, how can you criminalize suicide because the perpetrator is dead? Now, Sandy Murray at Oxford Dolly taught me. He wrote a book, Suicide in the Middle Ages, despite being of a sunny disposition. And he revealed that in Hungary, the Middle Ages, that the penalty for attempting suicide was death. So you get what you wanted either way. And indeed, in the United Kingdom to the 60s, attempting suicide was criminous, but it no longer is. So the Netherlands is an ultra-liberal country. Is this loony liberal? So a bit worried about that. And yes, she could take her own life if she wanted to. That's not a crime. Surely try and dissuade people, and a dissuasive action by psychiatrists is what they're supposed to engage in if someone manifests suicidal ideation. This is all very worrying. So if she wanted to top herself, yes, she could do so. I prefer if she didn't. I mean, all right, maybe it's no business of mine, but you know, I am a human being. I'm involved in mankind, and it might spread to people whom I love, and I know it's up to them. But the objection here is that doctors and nurses are going to kill her with her own consent, that she will be able to get her hands on noxious substances and so on, rather than throw herself off a bridge or jump in front of a train, which is supposed to be more traumatizing for the public. So the thing is, she's got various things to live with. As I say, there's nothing wrong with the physical health. She's in a loving relationship. She's got a boyfriend. They've got two. Because the distressed parents, sisters, brothers, girlfriends, boyfriends, or whatever friends say, oh my God, if only we had not known, we could have done something. And they are filled with recrimination and self-loathing. They are full of remorse. They let this person down, that they fundamentally failed as kinsfolk, as friends and so forth, that they didn't save this person. And it casts a pall of grief over a whole network of relationships for decades to come. And then it may inspire others to copycat. This is quite a worrying trend that younger and younger people and healthy people are going to do it. It'd be catching. So a doctor will give her a sedative, and then a drug will be administered, which will stop her heart. I wonder what that was like. Anyone well, the right answer, I felt. So doctors and nurses, agents of the state, paid by the state, are actually doing it, are giving her these mortal drugs. I don't know they actually inject her. So I don't think anyone disputes that she wishes to end her life, which she could do anyway. But the state helping her, does it make it less painful? But surely the doctors and nurses' time and the public money should be spent saving people, should be spent relieving suffering and not inflicting suffering. And you might say, well, this is the only way to bring her suffering to a close. Well, that is indeed so. But the doctors and nurses don't have to do it. That time and that money could be used to alleviate suffering, to palliate whatever diseases, to improve people's quality of life. So very, at very least, it's squandering resources. I know it's not a huge amount, but it'll just increase and increase. Should this be allowed? Should this be unlawful? I mean, I submit that it should. And because she suffers such mental ill health, can she really be judged to have clarity of mind? She's suffering some sort of derangement of mind. So therefore, this occludes her judgment. And presumably, she's not fully in command of her critical faculties. So in that sense, surely she's not of sound mind. And therefore, doesn't have the legal capacity to make such a decision. I don't know how it works in Dutch law, but that's my penny's worth. What do you think? Should euthanasia be permitted? Obviously, people can commit suicide. It's not illegal to even attempt it in most jurisdictions. But should there be assistance where people can get a hold of these deadly poisons and as medicines or whatever, as potable substances, or indeed as injections? Should doctors and nurses be involved and so on? What do you think? And what if you go from one jurisdiction to another? For instance, in the United Kingdom, it's unlawful. And so there's a terminally ill spouse, I think it was a husband, and he wanted to go to the Dignitas clinic to end his life in Switzerland, where it is permitted under law. And his wife said, but if I take him, if I push the wheelchair onto the plane to take him, can you guarantee me, police, that I won't be prosecuted when I return? Said, we can't give you such a guarantee. Now, in practice, people have done that in the United Kingdom. To my knowledge, none of them have actually been prosecuted. It's unlawful abroad. There seems to be some sort of extraterritoriality to it, but there might be a conspiracy to do this, because it's still regarded as murder if you're doing it in the United Kingdom, even if there were a stack of consent forms and it would prove beyond a penumbra of doubt that the person most certainly wanted, to commit suicide. Because some people can pop a pill in their mouth, inject themselves. How about those who are paralyzed for whatever reason can't do that? Should they be helped? Would it make any moral difference if a doctor or nurse were to inject the person or squirt a liquid into the person's mouth or put a pill into the person's mouth? What do you think? Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon and donate on PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo, everyone.